Welcome everybody to Dad's Gone Crypto, and today we are discussing a meme coin that could possibly go 100x. Now, we don't normally go out and say, all right, you know, what coins will do 100x, but this one has sparked our interests. We have been participating in some of the gamification aspects of, you know, the free airdrops, the collecting points. So this particular project has quite a bit of legs to go. And we thought, let's do an episode on it to dive a little bit deeper. Let's talk about what the project is, what it stands for. Let's also look at the business model behind the scenes that we kind of, you know, let's say, assume is happening. But before we get there, Ryan, how has your week been and what have you been up to?
Yeah, it's been a good week here. A lot of trading. I finally got my chirp miner set up. So that was one thing. Been doing nice. Some fun stuff with that. So I was kind of trading in the meme coin space there, but things died down a little bit this week, mostly because Bitcoin's decided to drop down a little bit here after the halving. But, you know, memes have been absolutely on fire this whole year. So I'm sure they're going to come back and get back to some serious meme coin trading again here in the near future.
Yeah, speaking of chirp miners, I've got a friend that's got two good sites near the airports here in South Africa. So he's put up one of them and we just have to do that final connection through, and then my chirp will be up and I'll be the first one in South Africa to have the chirp miner. So very exciting. I'm keen to start earning some free rewards. So we'll see.
Nice.
But you are right, Ryan. The meme coins have been on fire. Before the bull run started, you kind of speculate, you know, where would the money flow, right? So you got your Alex Beckers, you got your Elio trades, and they're like gaming and AI. So there's a narrative happening there. Definitely gaming, definitely AI. But what other narratives have been sparking? And memes have always been there, but it's kind of like a little taboo. It did stupid numbers, up to $70 billion, if I stand corrected on that, in the last bull run, $70 billion, right? Which is absurd amount of money, right? So when people get, invest in these little memes, they're like, it's a little punt, but they're not too sure. But for some weird reason, people have been creating memes, especially on the Solana blockchain. And it's just, people have just been buying a hell of a lot of it. So it almost makes sense now that to take the bandage off these memes, because it kind of feels dirty. Memes are like, are you going to get rug pulled? Does the founders, are they going to steal the money? Who are these crypto people that don't want to put their faces on the coins? You know, there's a lot that goes behind a meme. So these clever little folks at Crypto Banter have created something where they've taken the bandages off that meme and said, hey, we're going to teach you how to create a meme coin. We're going to create one. We're not going to take anything, and we're going to give it to you in the community to run with it. But we'll get onto that a little bit later. Ryan, so Gummy, all right, is the new meme that's the hottest on the block at the moment. And tell me a little bit about it.
Well, yeah. So like you just said, Crypto Banter, who, you know, they're basically giant in the crypto space, decided to start their own little community coin and kind of show everybody how it works. And, you know, basically it's on the gummy is the whole meme behind it is basically like weed gummies, right? It's kind of like seems to be the trend in the world at the moment is everybody's chilling out and enjoying a weed gummy. I think one of Rand said, Rand on Crypto Banter, you know, he said, take a gummy and chill and not take everything so seriously. Sometimes people are too serious with each other. So that's why he decided it was time to start the gummy meme. And I think, if I remember correctly, I think he said he was on gummies when he came up with this idea. So which kind of makes sense.
Yeah. And we'll get into that later as well. I think I've got a bit of a theory, a bit of a, what do you call that? A conspiracy theory of how it all began. yeah, it's just speculative, but I'll share with you a little bit shortly. But they wanted to create a meme and basically involve the community, but not take anything, because once the founders take something, and they generally take the largest portion, they hold the life of that meme coin in their hands. So if one day they decide, I'm sick and tired of this, I'm going to sell, they can dump the whole project and basically rug pull it and take all the money, whatever's left of it, and leave you high and dry. So what they said was, no member, no founder, no one that created Gummy would get anything. If they wanted, like everybody else, they'd gone to the exchanges and they would buy themselves. That was the rules, right? So basically they want to create a meme coin for the community.
Yeah, and they wanted, from what I understand, it looks like they really want to create a meme that's going to be around for a long time. So they're rather than, like you said, like a rug pull, like so many memes are, at least these guys, you know, they're a huge media company. And, you know, I at least feel kind of safe being in with them, just because it's, you know, I doubt very highly that they have any interest in rugging the project, right? And like you said, it's the team and everybody, they didn't take anything anyway off the bat. I know they did go in and buy quite a bit from what I've heard. On the open market. But again, when you should, right? I mean, it's your own token, so you should buy some and get behind it. So I have no problem with that.
And I feel a little bit more safer than you, Ryan, because I'm in South Africa and Rand is in Cape Town. So if he does rug pull it, I'll fly over and bend him like a little pretzel and squeeze out all the gummies that he has in his pocket and everybody's money. But no, on a serious note, their whole It's rare to see the people behind the meme, right? It's always these cryptic, you know, dark. As wild as your imagination can go, that's where, you know, memes go. You know, who are these cryptic people? What are they doing? What are they changing? How are they selling? When are they dumping? But now everything's transparent. They've opened up their wallets. They've listed their wallets. They've named their wallets. So any transaction that goes in and out, including giving people money for artwork, there's the amount that went out and they send. So everything's transparent. So it's like, it's weird. It's weird to have this in the meme, but it's ingenious, I think, on what they're doing.
You're right. It's super cool that they like that. Just being transparent, because I challenge you to find meme coins that are transparent in any way whatsoever. It's so hard to know who a founder is, or who any of the team members are, because 99.9% of memes are 100% anonymous. And you're right. You never really know, who's behind this stuff. And knowing that Crypto Banner's behind it, it does give you a little bit of a warm and fuzzy feeling, I guess. It's still a meme, though.
Still a meme, exactly. Right. Before I get going on, you know, how a meme is created, just a short, brief version. For those who don't understand, what exactly is a meme coin?
A meme coin, so you can really kind of think of it as like a community coin, right? Because meme coins, usually they're based on a meme, right? The internet is full of memes. Like look at Pepe was a huge meme, you know, during this cycle so far. And that was because there was the Pepe meme, right? Pepe the Frog, and somebody created a meme coin based on that frog. So a lot of times the way memes get started is through something like that. You know, it's a popular meme, so people can get behind it and people think it's funny. And then they start generating a whole bunch of funny memes to go, you know, to go around it. And basically they're just building a community. So in my mind, unless it's a really crap rug pull or something like that, for the most part, a meme coin in my mind is a community coin. You know, it's there to build a community and just get as many people rallying behind it as they can.
And creating a bit of fun around it, you know, taking current, you know, genres and then putting your little Pepe frog on there and with comical satire, and then it goes viral and it all creates hype around the coin. So yes, it's all about building that community, having fun in that community. And also, you know, if you are a community member, what does that mean? It means that I subscribe to their thought, to those thoughts and processes, and I want to be a part of that. If I really love it, I'll back it. I'll back it by buying a little bit of tokens and supporting and creating. And if I have 50,000 people like me that love it and create, that's when you get your viral effect.
Right. Yeah, absolutely.
So let's go over some of the things that make up a meme project. So Rand says, easy peasy, I quote, easy peasy, meme coin can be created. Good luck.
Yeah, right.
Yes, it is easy peasy to just do the contract and get it all sorted and going. But it is very difficult, right, and very expensive. And there's very few, 99.99999% will fail because there are so many cogs in the process to make something 100x coin that, and we'll go through that just now, to make it 100x coin or even a 10x coin or even a 5x coin. And yeah, there's so many things that need to happen. So let's start off with, they needed to create a Twitter account, all right? So they started off nice and easy with a Twitter account. They've got now 64,000 followers. To get 64,000 followers, it's very difficult because, you know, who do you talk to? You start your first tweet and who's listening? No one. So how do you get more tweets? You got to spend money, right? So them being a media house, this was easy to grow. Okay, you'll see the common trend here. It's not easy to grow organically 64,000, all right? And you have to pay for 64,000. Quality people, it's going to cost you hundreds of thousands of dollars, right? It's easy to go and buy 10,000 followers that are scammy, right? But then there's no community. It's just they join and they forget. So, starting a website and see what they've done here. One of their campaigns is, I think Rand might get into trouble for this one, is like, go tattoo a gummy, and we're giving one million gummies as sponsorship, or 100,000 gummies, all right? So, I didn't think anybody would do it, but they actually did it. So, you got these two guys over here, and check what he says. In God's name, what have we created?
Oh, my God.
So I said, how new is this project, right? And you go, guys, I was like, I'm not personally, I like gummies, all right? Me, in my personal capacity, like gummies, but I'm not getting no tattoo.
If I imagine, imagine showing that to your wife. Look at, I just got a gummy bear tattooed on me. Come on.
Gummy on Solana. Now, remember what Ryan said about creating that satire and creating that community and creating that artwork and creating that, you know, that community behind the coin. So here's some of the memes. So this is a famous one. If you watch the Beckham episode on Netflix, he pops his head through the door and he's like, he's listening to the questions and he's like, she's busy, you know, saying a certain thing. And he's like, babe, be honest. And she's like, being honest. He's like, no, babes, be honest. And then she was honest. He said, thank you. So now they've taken this and they've basically created something like, I need money to buy some groceries. Be honest. I'm being honest. Be honest. I want to buy gummy. All right. So they've taken a clip that was on Netflix, which was funny in itself, and they've put a meme on it where I want to buy gummies, which is like, if you understand the two, that's where the comical satire comes in. Then you got guys using AI technology to create different types. Remember the Pepe frog that Ryan was talking about? I wish I bought gummy. So now we're bringing in other projects into gummy, right? And saying, all right, so this is also quite clever. Then you got guys creating pints of beer. Ryan, just up your alley.
Oh, yeah, look at that.
The next time you have
I'm not artistic enough to do that with my Guinness tap.
It's a CNC cutter. You engrave the bear out, and then you basically put a bit of I'll speak to you after the show.
Yeah, all right.
This for me got me. So remember this, guys, the famous movie, Sell Me the Pen, right? This was from, I think, Wolf on Wall Street, right? So then they put you, Sell Me the Pen. It's like, and he says, no, it's a gummy. I love that. And then I had a bit of a go at it. I had a bit of fun. So I created the little gummy, cut it out, put the matrix on the background, put these beautiful glasses on. So it just created a bit of fun, and they used it. They used my meme on their main page, which was quite cool.
Did you get some gummy for that? Did they send you some gummies for that, or no? Just recognition. No. Oh, come on.
I think I need to send a hell of a lot more. But there's ways to make money out of sending artwork. So if you're really good at artistically, there's ways. We'll get onto that. Ryan will explain to you.
You should tattoo that on the back of your head. Maybe then they'll
get some gummies. It's gonna cost just over like 100 million gummies for that. anyways. All right. Next up is the website. Ryan, take us through the website.
Well, their website, you know, it's pretty basic, a pretty basic meme type website. the OG gummy on Solana. So they got their funny little, you know, bear there. We got a little about page here. Say hello to Gummy, a 420 weed gummy bear, ready to take the Solana ecosystem by storm. And right here's the quote right here. In a world where crypto often takes itself too seriously, Gummy burst onto the scene here to prove that sometimes the sweetest returns come from not sweating the small stuff. So it's pretty funny. I'll give them that. I like the idea of the gummy meme. And then this is kind of, you know, kind of funny here. They've put their nutritional facts for the gummies, and basically it's their tokenomics, which you know, their tokenomics are fairly simple here. 30% is going to the airdrop, and I think they did, what'd they do? Do they do a third of the airdrop so far, Sean? Is that
they
right?
They did, yes.
Okay. So a third of the airdrop. And then they've got 10% going to the centralized exchange liquidity and market makers, 20% held back for marketing, and then 40% burnt in the initial liquidity pool. So pretty cool. You know, you can see here they're showing that the team and the founders didn't take anything out of this, and all the tokens that they wanted, they went out and bought on the open market. So, you know, it's not bad. I hope, you know, assuming they're going to use that for marketing, which again, it's Crypto Banter. They're a huge company. I'd be surprised if they didn't actually use that for marketing. And then everybody else, it's the airdrop, and another good thing is that the airdrop isn't a huge portion. Cause a lot of times when they give out a huge portion of the supply to an airdrop, sometimes that can really hurt the price. So, you know, doing 30% and doing it in 10% waves or whatever they're doing here, something like that. I don't know. I think it's an interesting way to do it. And I think it's a good sustainable way to set up a meme coin for the long term rather than just like a short spike and done.
Yeah. So Ryan, we had step one, set up a Twitter account. Boom. Step two, set up a website. Nice and easy. Ran used Canva to set up his website. Step three, tell us what chain did they use and why did they not go with Base or ETH?
Yeah. So, I mean, obviously, yeah, just like their website says, it's Gummy on Sol. So, they chose Solana. And basically Solana memes have really been, kind of the thing this cycle. Ethereum memes were way bigger, probably at the beginning of the cycle, and they were way bigger last cycle for sure. But Ethereum, you know, it's expensive to transact on Ethereum. So when people want to buy, you know, $50 of a meme coin, you know, when transactions are high, they might be spending as much on gas as they are on their actual token purchase. Where on Solana, you know, you can buy $5 of it and only spend a couple, you know, a fraction of a penny on your transaction fee. So Solana really makes sense for meme coins. And Base is another one. You know, Base is basically Coinbase's layer two on Ethereum. And that has very low transaction fees as well. So you're starting to see Base pick up. You know, I've been seeing a lot of meme coins coming onto Base. I think the problem with Base is that it just doesn't have the user base yet. You know, there's just not enough people using it to really have sustainable memes on it yet, which I think they, you know, probably throughout the cycle, I think Base is going to gain a lot of traction. And again, basically because Coinbase is really, you know, pushing the use of Base. But for now, I think the place for memes is Solana. And that's, I'm sure that's why they chose it.
100%. And as far as we know, Solana memes and Solana NFTs have been crushing it, you know, in the last 6 to 8 months. So you got to go, and when you want to launch a project, you got to go where the people are. For me to now convert to another token, another thing, and get another wallet. It's too many steps for someone to actually get involved unless they're really committed behind the project. So they had to choose wisely. And even though Rand said, yes, there are some issues with Solana at the moment with a bit of, you know, some of the transactions not going through. There's a bit of a bottleneck. There is some new tech coming out, and they said that it should fix the problem. People are very bullish, very, very bullish on Solana, the future of Solana. If that tech comes out and solves the problem, yeah, I think that price of Solana is going to go right through the roof. So they chose Solana for that particular reason.
Yeah, and Solana is super easy to use too. You know, so Base, like I said, it's also easy to use, but maybe not for brand new people into crypto, where Solana is just, I mean, it's just so easy. You know, make a phantom wallet, put some Solana in it. You can buy Solana right in it, and then, you know, you're off to the races, buy and sell anything you want right there. So it's super easy. And I feel like a lot of people that I know that are just getting into crypto are starting to come in through Solana, which before it was almost always through ETH, that everybody was coming in, you know, the last cycle or so. So, I think it's a cool thing. It's a good thing for people, to jump in that way and not have to pay the giant, transaction fees that you see on ETH.
Yeah. 100%. And, I almost want to puke in my mouth every time I have to do an Ethereum transaction on anything. It's like I vomit in my mouth and I have to swallow it. And then you've got to run out of ETH because then you can't do the transaction. You know you've got to vomit again to put money in, to take the money that goes to some flipping miner. It's like, no, I can't. So, you know, in transacting with Solana, I also had a pleasurable experience, literally transferring from one phone to another phone, and it's instant. And that's, you think it's fucking message, it goes through. But in crypto, it doesn't work like that. You've got to wait. And for it to do that, you're like, this is weird.
Is this right?
So yeah, anyways, having some good experience on Solana. All right, so Banter's main aim is about community, right? To make them the richest community in the world. So that's their slogan. So they're like, okay, I'm building a media company. I want to make the community that's taking their time to listen for knowledge and alpha and things that will potentially give them knowledge and tool sets to take their financial status to the next level. That's what they're trying to create. So they're trying to build a massive community. All right. So in doing so, they have to be creative in trying to get, you know, their community and introducing new people to the space. Okay, so the question is, why could Gummies be the next 100X? We're not saying it's going to be the next 100X. Oh, go sell your house and go put money on it. We're saying why. Why could it be, right? So on Dad's Gone Crypto, we like to try and unpack, you know, the scenario. We try to help understand the project. We try to get the guys in from the shows and to explain us more in detail so we can make a more calculated decision. So why has Gummies sparked our interest over most of the other meme coins? It's not to say we haven't dabbled here and there, right? But why has this sparked us more than others? And why do we actually want to share it with you? So if you understand that it's very difficult, right? And Ryan and I know the back ends of meme coins and that. And it's very, very difficult to get it right, right? And the fact that they're getting it right means they're starting to tick off certain things. All right. So in understanding that it's very difficult, right, we're going to go over 10 facts, all right, or 10 areas that has to be ticked off in order for something to go a 10X or 100X. All right. So let's understand. Let's unpack it. It's like, oh, why does this coin go 100X and that doesn't? Okay. Yes, one of them might have the right je ne sais quoi, might have that little X factor that no one else has that shot it up there. But more than likely, like any super athlete, and I can relate back, all right, there's not one single thing that makes you a great athlete or a great businessman, or it's the sum of all the little things that you do right and consistent, all right, at an above average level that gets you where you want to be. That's why it's not a quick flash in the pants. It takes momentum and building. As long as you keep building, you'll get to that. So let's go. Ryan, what is the first thing that helps a project get to that silly 100x.
Well, I think that definitely has to be viral marketing and, you know, social media influence. Meme coins, they often gain traction through social media buzz, memes, endorsements from influential figures. You know, the virality of the coin itself, is that factor is absolutely critical. It can quickly attract a large number of investors looking for short-term gains if they have that viral marketing going. I honestly, I think that is by and far the most important first step for sure.
And Ryan, from the viral marketing and social media influence point of view, how has Gummies translated into that?
Well, I mean, you can, but Crypto Banter is basically the largest crypto media company that exists. So definitely, you know, right off the start, they already have that, the ability for that viral marketing and social media influence, because they already have all the followers. So, you know, they're not really trying to build a user base. They already have it.
The second one is celebrity endorsements. Now, I haven't seen a lot of celebrity endorsements. I have seen Kyle Chassé jump in and comment here and there, but you need high profile people to start talking about it, to start punting it. So I think this is still going to come. Mark my words, Ran has a network, right? And he has the people in the industry. And as he starts to prove that this meme coin is not a scam, right? Because everyone's like, is it a scam? Right, and it actually has some worth and it has a good community behind it, you'll start to see celebrities get behind it. Once celebrities get behind it, then they bring their audience through into the space. So you watch the space. I think this is going to be a big one.
Yeah, and going from there, you know, the third point kind of builds off of that, you know, the celebrity influence, and that's, it's just community engagement. So when they do bring in those large communities, you really need, for a meme coin to be successful, you really need a strong, active community that can drive coins growth. You know, they promote it on various platforms, the community be out there creating memes, and they're just generating a general buzz. And that's what really, you know, helps sustain interest and engagement around a meme coin. And I think Gummies is definitely going to have that. They already have a bit of that going on. And it feels like, I mean, look, we just saw people are out there getting tattoos of this gummy bear. So, I mean, if you got to be nuts, but at the same time, it's community. That is the ultimate community engagement that I can think of.
Ryan, can you promise me that if Gummies goes to 100x, you'll get a little tattoo of a gummy on your bum?
Absolutely not. God made this perfect as it is. It doesn't need any tattoos or markings or anything like that. Definitely okay. Not going to be a gummy bear. I could say it. I could say my first tattoo will definitely not be a gummy bear.
All right. Will you get a mural on your wall of a gummy?
All right. Maybe I'll do that. Sure. All right.
Ran did say that this is not his meme coin, it's your meme coin, all right, or our meme coin. He's just created it, him and his team just created it, but he wants to hand it over. But you have to train your puppy, and we puppies at the moment can't just give it to someone and let them do what are they going to do. You have to get the ball in motion. You got to train your puppy. You got to make sure he's doing the right thing. And then when they're doing the right thing, give it away, right? Then it takes a life of its own. And they pop in every now and again and just make sure that the puppies are playing nicely. And then they move away. So I understand what he's trying to do from that perspective. Media coverage, that's a big one. That's number four, right? You have to have reach. You have to have network, right? What does every single project in the crypto space need? They need an audience, right? They need coverage. They need exposure. And they spend up to 50 to 100,000 to millions even, right? It's where does those numbers sound? Do yourself a favor and just go type in crypto marketing, right? Go to a couple of companies that will gladly market your meme coin. See what they charge. They don't even look at you under $50,000. And that's not guaranteed results. $50,000, all right? Not rands, not South African rands, dollars. So what do they have? They have the engine room to promote this, all right? Not free of charge, because it does cost them a bit, but technically free in the sense that they have the reach, they have the audience. So they're pushing this out to the community. So it makes sense. What do they get in return? Well, I'll tell you towards the end.
Yeah. And so the number five point, which again is really important, is it's just the speculative dynamics of the token itself. Because the crypto market, if it's anything, it is a market of speculation. FOMO, fear of missing out, it drives prices. Everybody's looking for that next, you know, pie in the sky. They're looking for that next 100x, and FOMO creates that. You know, if as soon as you think, oh my God, I'm going to miss that next 100x, that's when people are jumping in. And honestly, it's, you know, they Gummy has it, I would say. Gummy already did what? Where were they? They started at almost nothing. So they came right out of the box and did like a 30 or 40x, like right out of the box. It's dipped now, you know, with the whole market, it's dipped a little bit. So yeah, I think we still have some room to grow here, in my opinion.
And market conditions, you know, everybody wants their coin to launch now, but is the market conditions right? It's like, yes, me and my personal capacity, because I'm invested in a private project, I wanted to launch now, all right, because of my greed that I wanted to go at 10 or 100x and make lots of money and retire with my Lambo, all right. But in reality, if the market is down, all right, just think about it. No one wants to buy anything. No one wants to spend anything. No one wants to do anything. Right? When it's full-blown bull market, you will sell your dog to go buy some gummies or any other project. It's like that crazy. It's that FOMO, that craziness. But when everyone's down and depressed, just leave me alone. All right? Don't ask me for money. Just leave me alone. Yes, I might have a little bit of savings, but just leave me. All right? And that's how it is. Don't rush the process. Market conditions are starting to ramp up. Remember, 4 months to 12 months after the Bitcoin halving, things start to get a little crazy. That's what we expect. So just start preparing for that. Be patient.
Right. Patience is key. Yeah. With everything in crypto. And it's almost exactly. Impossible because of FOMO. Patience is tough, but it is a key.
We say that's right, but yeah, like 2 minutes later after the podcast, just when we said project would launch.
Exactly. Well, the seventh point would be, you know, liquidity and exchange listings. You know, if you really want a really successful meme, it's got to be in front of as many people as possible. So one way to do that is, you know, having a nice liquidity pool, which allows big, you know, whales to come in. If you don't have the liquidity there, if a whale wants to buy, there's just not enough there to buy it. You know, they can buy up half of the supply. But, you know, once you have a nice liquidity pool, which I think the last time I looked, Gummy was sitting like 2.5 million or something in their liquidity. So they're, you know, they're just fine. Whales can come in there, buy a huge chunk and not totally distort things. But also those exchange listings, you know, it's just getting it in front of eyes and it's making it easy. You don't have to, if you're on major exchanges, you don't have to go through, you know, your Phantom wallet or whatever else to buy on Solana. You know, you can do it right there in that centralized exchange. And there's lots and lots of people out there that are still using centralized exchanges as their main medium of buying and selling crypto. So it's super important if you want a very large, viral, and extended length of a meme coin, I think is, you know, I think that's an important point. And Gummy's already there. They've got listings all over the place. I know they're on Mex. What are they on? The first one they launched on that Blowfin, and then Mexi, and then, you know, a ton of DEXs. So I think they'll get there and keep getting more and more exchange listings. Would be key.
They did say that they are going to be listing on a couple of more exchanges. And it's rightfully so. It's got to be easy to get in and out, you know, to set up your wallet. That's for the old school crypto guys. But, you know, for the noobs coming in and memes are their play, you want to just be able to just put your money in, quickly buy, quickly sell, get out if you need be. So more exchanges is important for the growth of that meme coin. So, yes, liquidity and exchange listings are vital, which is very difficult to do. because each exchange has criteria and you've got to invest a lot of money, tens of thousands of dollars, just to get your project listed. That's if you meet the criteria that they feel that your project is worth. Now, if RAND, Crypto Banter, was not a behemoth media company, there's no ways. You go phone up any other exchange and say, hey, I've got a coin, I want to launch something. They won't even take your call, right? They will take RAND's call. So you can start to see now how a media company has the advantage in the space. And now if you're starting to think about that 100x, okay, all right, I'm not giving you, you know, I'm not concluding it just yet, but let's go through it. The other factor is novelty and unique features. What is the novelty? Well, they had to create a meme that's everlasting, right? Dogs, cats, right? Those seem to be everlasting memes, all right? Doge. I heard Elon Musk in an interview say, he said, well, it would be quite funny if a dog coin, because they asked him, what was the dog coin about? You know, the dog coin was a way of, you know, making comical satire about crypto, but it'd be quite funny if the dog coin actually becomes a global currency. And I was like, poof, drop the mic. If that wasn't a hint, I don't know. But anyways, so now Dogecoin is going to be on my list of Christmas shopping. But anyways, so novelty and uniqueness, they said, okay, what? So they thought of something with horse. I can't remember all the other different means, but they came up with the novelty of gummy because the gummies it's taboo. Some countries allow it, some countries don't. South Africa allows it. That's why I think he gets away with it. It's a way of chilling out. It's a way of just not taking things so seriously. Everybody's like, I've got to make money. I've got to, you know, it can be quite stressful in this environment. It can be quite toxic. So it's a clever way to say, well, just chill, bro. Just chill. Just relax. It'll come, right? And I think there's a need for that in the space as well. So it was a clever, clever novelty. Now, do yourselves a favor. Right, and go back into RAND's Crypto Banter on YouTube and go watch his NDIA function, where he got his entire crew from all over the world to a farm in Stellenbosch, wine farm in Stellenbosch, the behind the scenes of what happens. What was he doing on one of those last days? He was literally handing out a gummy to every single member of his team. RAND, hit me up if I'm right. That was the spark, and that was the conference in which I think you guys discussed the gummy. Right? So as much as you were sitting at your child's, trampoline party or whatever, eating gummies, and your researcher, I think that was the spark of the idea. Anyway, that's my conspiracy theory. Tell me if I'm right or wrong. But anyways, ingenious nonetheless.
Absolutely. Another thing that can really affect a meme coin and basically the whole memes in general is just the regulatory environment. Which regulatory group is cracking down on crypto at the moment? And it causes price fluctuations all across the board, but at least I'm not 100% sure, but I know like in the United States, you try to launch gummy as a meme coin and there's going to be regulators jumping all over you. They're over in South Africa. I think you guys can get away with it a little easier over there than we can here. Right.
100%. And Ryan, tell me a bit about scarcity and tokenomics. How does that play a role in the success of a project? Because you created something beautiful, you created something engaging, you're following all the facts, but tokenomics, if you get it wrong, can really screw up an entire project. And there's a lot of companies that have done, or a lot of projects that have done that, they've got it horribly wrong. So how does it play a role in the design? Because I think it's probably one of the most important things you got to get right.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I would say tokenomics is probably the number one thing you've got to get right within a token of any type, but definitely with a meme, because with memes, you know, if you're going out there and trying to build that community, you're getting as many people in as you can. But if your tokenomics suck, well, the token's never really gonna go anywhere. It's gonna hit a top and that's gonna be it. So, you know, if you look at their tokenomics there, you've got the airdrop of 30%. And again, they're breaking that up so that they're not just dumping that whole 30% right on the market right at once, where everybody can just go sell and dump the price. They're breaking that up over a few different airdrops. There's an important point there where you see that 40% of the supply was being burnt in the LP. So that's a huge chunk right there as well. And then I believe they also have a burn mechanism, which I don't have the numbers on here yet, but if they're going to continually burn supply, that will bring, the scarcity up and the supply down. So always really important. If you want a meme to be successful, you do have to limit the supply at some point.
Yeah. And if you really want to get into some hecticness of tokenomics and models, there are companies out there that actually run simulations of, as you say, your founders get this, LPs that, staking's this. Once you break it down, they can actually run models to say, if I have 5% sales on the exchange, this is what happens. If not, this is what happens. And you can actually see the flaws in your design. That costs tens of thousands of dollars. Everything in crypto is tens of thousands of dollars. But you say, okay, I don't need it. Let me just launch a coin and I'll keep 60% of the supply. Well, that might deter someone from investing, right? So there's so many parameters. And these are the 9 parameters. And there's a little bit more, right? Or 10 parameters. And there's a little bit more. But you can see you've got to get these right. Otherwise, your project is going to fail. So we're not saying Gummies is going to be a huge success. It's going to be, it might be, provided that those 10 levels, at least those 10 levels, are adhered to. And they're starting to work. So some important things to understand about a media company, right? Like Crypto Banter. So Ryan, what does it mean to have a network effect?
Network effect, and a network effect is extremely important in pretty much all of crypto. But you know, the network effect is basically it's your network. It's who you know. And it's also who you can tell about it, right? You're trying, the network effect is basically that whole community. You're trying to build up a huge community around your meme token in this regard. But network effect in general is just, you know, it's who you know, and it's who knows about your project. So the more people that are in it, and the more people that are using it, and the more people that are telling more and more people about it, you know, that's network effect. That's how you get huge, because you grow that community. And obviously, you know, Crypto Banter has the ability to put a lot of network effect into this token, because they're, you know, basically the biggest media company in crypto.
Yeah. So let me give you an example in sporting terms. So think about you being the captain of a team, and you are a loved captain, right? You have a network. You have a network of players and coaches and media, and you can basically say, hey, I need this, I want that, please do this for me, push harder, let's band together. People are fighting, they'll listen to you. You have more power than the water boy. The water boy can repeat your words word for word, all right? And one or two people might listen out of sympathy, all right? But more than likely, no disrespect to all water boys out there, because Rassie Erasmus, he's the director of rugby in South Africa. He was a water boy. Very clever tactic there. But what I'm saying is he has less influence, unless you're Rassie. All right. South African terms, go watch the Rugby World Cup. But my point is that you have influence. All right. And you have a network, and you can reach out to these people. And they do. They are the biggest media company in crypto in the world at the moment. And they are growing. They have 776,000 YouTube followers. They have 116,000 Twitter followers on Crypto Banter. They have 180,000 followers on Banter Plus. They've got 96,000 the in-game, so that's about gaming. They've got 14,500 snipers in their school. They've got Banter Bubbles, which I'm sure they have downloaded over 100,000 plus. And they're broadening their horizon by introducing new people to their arsenal of knowledge givers, to the community. So they're growing daily. The question was, what does Banter get out of this, right? And I might be wrong, but I think there's a play. The play is they're building a community. And yes, it is a Gummy community, but it's also a Banter community. So as they're growing this bigger and bigger organism, right, they're actually growing the viewership of Crypto Banter, which means they get into more projects. They can get alpha. They can get into deal flows. They can get into airdrops into other projects because they all need exposure. So think about the latest, greatest project coming out, and they come to Banton and say, hey, please cover my show. Cool. They have the leverage to say, hey, do you have some tokens for my gummy community? All right. And they're going to say, sure. Because they're not going to say no because they need something from Crypto Banter. And that's what's happening in phase two. So phase one, you had to do some growing of, farming of tokens, right? So then phase two is, okay, you've got to still do some farming, all right? But then there's a few other sequences that allow you to get free airdrops. And by staking those gummies, right, you will now get access to free airdrops into other projects, which is ingenious, all right? Because all you have to do is not sell. All you have to do is take your gummies, stake it. It basically creates a floor, and then people buy on top of that floor because you're not buying and selling and dumping. You're staking. The minute you take your tokens out, then you lose your ability to get a future airdrop that might be another 10x or 100x coin. They're a media company. They have access to the greatest projects in crypto. So this is why, one of the reasons why we're very excited about gummies. But Ryan, tell me, I'm sure the community is edging to understand, the DAZ community is edging to understand, how do they get their little grubby paws on some gummies?
Well, there's a few ways. Number one, you can go out and buy it if you want. Yeah, you go to Mexi, Blowfin, or get right in your Phantom wallets, go on Radium. You know, there's a whole bunch of ways you can go out and buy it if you want. But there is also, like we mentioned, there's a couple more phases of their airdrop going on. So if you want to get in and get some free gummies while they're still available, you can go to go to your app store and download the Banter Bubbles app. So basically, it's this app that you can put on your phone, and the Banter Bubbles basically just show you, you can set up your own favorites of what tokens you like, or you can do top 100 or whatever. And those little bubbles are going to show you, you know, how much they're up today, or however, you know, whatever you set your parameters for. So up and down gives you the percentage. It's kind of a cool little thing where, you know, you can look at your phone and see how the market's doing really quickly by looking at the bubbles. But if you download that, and you sign up for the Banter Bubbles account on there, you're actually earning gummies as you're watching it. So if you just keep that on your screen as much as you can, and you'll watch your little gummy points be added up there. And those points will then be converted, you know, on a certain ratio, those points will be converted back to actual gummies when they do the airdrop. Another way to get some free gummies would be to open a Blowfin account. And the link is in our description down here. So you can click on that link and open up an account on Blowfin, that exchange. And for that, they're giving away some gummies for opening up that account and funding it. And then also they're doing a promotion where, you know, Sean talked about it earlier on the Twitter. You saw that Sean made a little meme there, basically, of the gummy guy in front of the Matrix type window there. And if you're creative, you know, you can go out there, you can create artwork and post it on their Twitter. And I think you can earn some gummies that way, too. So a lot of cool ways to earn some free gummies, or like I said, you don't want to do any of that. Just go out and buy some. You can do that as well. Again, not financial advice. I can't tell you one way. I can't tell you one way or another. You could buy gummies and it could go to the floor for all I know. I have no idea. Or it could rock it up and be that 100x. Who knows? But, again, this is crypto. So, and it's a meme coin. So there's always the possibility of greatness and the possibility of nothing. So
yeah,
that's what we live with here. It's always a gamble.
So true. And if you're asking the question, well, how much can you really make? Well, you don't know. It's called a free airdrop for a reason. You got to do a little bit, all right, to potentially get something. So what do Crypto Banter get? Well, they get people to download their app. They get viewership. They get members onto their app. Then you leave the app open. They start to trend on all the Google stores and the Android stores and the Google Play stores. So they start to rank higher. They get more coverage. Now, I've got two spare cell phones, right, lying on my desk as we speak, and I've got my banter bubbles going, right? It is like, yes, every morning I check to make sure it's still working because it's not glitch-free, but they say in the back end it's counting. I hope so. But just by doing that for, I think it was about 2 weeks or a week and a half, 2 weeks, and I opened up a Blowfin account. So I threw in just a couple of dollars, not much, literally not much. I managed to get about 7,000 gummies. Okay, so at that point, it was over $1,000. Okay, so you're like, just by doing, I'm working, right? And I opened up my phones, it's there, right? It's collecting dust. I managed to get $1,000. Yes, I could have cashed out and I could have got my family on a nice little small holiday, but but I see the potential in this project. So I don't want to sell. I want to collect more, right? I want to get more. So now I'm on phase two. If I can get to maybe 10,000, maybe 15,000, you see how it works. And if I stake it, I'm going to earn more. What happens if it goes to 1 billion? What then? And we go overseas trip and go visit Ryan and raid his fridge and his beer and his pet. But you see what I mean?
Absolutely.
That sometimes you just got to participate. You got to participate to potentially get those gains. And it cost me absolutely nothing besides a little time.
Absolutely.
All right, guys, and that concludes the episode for today. But before we finish off, Ryan, have you got a dad joke for me?
Oh, sure. I'm sure I can think of a terrible dad joke. So what do you get when you milk a pampered cow? Spoiled milk.
That's terrible.
Of course it's terrible. It's a dad joke.
It's a dad joke. That was excellent. Right. Do you want to hear the joke about the paper?
Yeah,
oh, never absolutely. Mind. It's terrible.
Oh. Wow. That took me way too long.
My bad joke is worse than your bad joke. Terrible. Terrible.
Well, we're never going to have comedy careers, but it's fun nonetheless.
All right, guys, that concludes our episode for today. Thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe, guys. And Ryan, we reached 5,000 followers.
Yeah, nice.
It's been an epic journey, but we're getting there and we're on a trajectory to get to that 10,000 mark. So I think in the next 2 months, I think we'll get there. And Ryan and I have made a little pinky promise and a few videos that we'll get to 100,000 and then we'll quit. Or maybe not. We just want that YouTube plaque and then just...
That's right.
Yeah, that's all we want. That's all we want. Never mind this crypto. And maybe a Lambo. The plaque and the Lambo. Then we'll quit. All right, guys. Have an awesome weekend. We'll chat to you soon. Ciao.
Thanks, guys. See you.
The material and information presented in this recording are for entertainment purposes only. Do not misconstrue what you hear as investment or trading advice. Always do your own research. The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed by the guests on this recording are their own and do not necessarily reflect those of Dad's Gone Crypto or its hosts.